Let me jump over here to the Right Side Way monologue, and I'll just tell you, I have a hard time sitting through what I call idiot movies. Idiot movies. The kind that are just so silly they go way beyond slapstick. I mean, movies like Austin Powers and Dumb and Dumber and Waterboy, I mean, they have their place. They have some funny moments, but I can only take them in small doses, me personally. There's another movie, though, that came out 15 or so years ago that was like that, but it was also kind of interesting. The movie was called Idiocracy. You may have seen it. The premise of the whole movie was that an extremely average guy agreed to take part in a government hibernation project. So he was frozen, and then he was promptly forgotten. And he woke up 500 years later, and he found out that the United States of the future was wallowing around in commercialism with corporations owning the government. The people had become incredibly stupid over time since technology just took care of them and required no serious thought or education. Everything was simple, dumbed down. So were the people. They just consumed pop culture fads, they consumed via immediate gratification, and they chose to be anti-intellectual. At one point, the average guy from the past is determined to be the smartest guy in the future simply because he realized that crops were failing because they were watering them with a sports drink instead of water. I mean, why? Well, because the sports drink corporation owned the FDA and the USDA, and so it had the laws changed to mandate that their product had to be bought and used in bulk, which did nothing for the economy in the idiocracy, but it did make the sports company rich. So the movie, yeah, was called Idiocracy. Yes, it was. But that whole sports drink scenario, that was just for a silly movie, right? I mean, they wouldn't ever force products to be used on us that would have detrimental effects on the economy real life, would they? I mean, after all, this is a free market society, right? Capitalism thrives with competition. The government's not in the business of making and selling products, or is it? So in an idiocracy, anything can happen. You've also heard us use the word kakistocracy on this show. A real word defined by a government run by its least competent of its citizens. So idiocracy and kakistocracy. That's for the movies? Or is it? This past weekend, Vice President Kamala Harris announced her economic plan for America. I might first point out that, she initiated her ill-fated pronouncement by saying that on day one of her administration, she'll work to bring prices down. Can someone please remind her she's in office like right now? She has been for several years, actually. Years. Maybe she could just work on the issue like, I don't know, right now. Idiocracy. But her plan, though, the one she just announced, it seeks to give all good people a new wave of free money. For one, she intends to give all new first-generation homebuyers a $25,000 grant from Uncle Sugar to help buy their first home. Woo! Just like that. Voila! Everybody gets a house. Has she ever bought a house? $25,000 is not a down payment in most markets. It's just a mere plus-up. It's the closing costs and the realtor commissions. Lenders will still generally require 20% of the overall purchase down. But if you can afford the 20%, then why are we giving out grants? And when the home builders and the home sellers realize that someone has access to an additional $25,000, well, guess what happens? Yeah, the cost of the home goes up by $25,000. But look, not to be deterred, the future Harris administration idiocracy is going to make sure the housing market is meeting the demand for all the new home buyers she intends to create. So as part of her statist plan, VP Harris intends to more than double the number of new homes being built in America to 3 million. Just like that. 3 million in her first term in 4 years. 3 million. 3 million government-mandated housing units. Just build them, she says. Tax incentives for builders are cool, but what are we incentivizing? I mean, housing builds are driven by interest rates, supply and demand, actual market forces. But in the eyes of the kakistocracy leaders, those who govern in the land of idiocracy, well, it's simply enough to say big government wants it and people just have to get on board. Like, consider the EV mandates that we're under. Electric vehicles, the wave of the future. It's to counter the existential threat of global warming. Or is it global cooling? No, it's acid rain. Wait, no, it's climate change. That's right, now it's climate change. In idiocracy, they are really good at defining the problem so they can then mandate the solution. And a part of that mandate is the forced governmental action that is playing out about as well as in idiocracy that waters crops with a sugary sports drink. The Biden-Harris administration has set a goal of having the majority of all cars and trucks sold in the U.S. to be electric by the year 2032. Well, now. They call EVs the saviors of the climate. And in just 9 years, they intend to reshape one of the largest market forces in the entire U.S. economy. It takes a load of idiocracy to imagine that auto manufacturers will just turn on a dime and embrace the full retooling of their plants, their distribution systems, their logistics, their manning, their engineering, their advertising. Basically, the whole auto industry. And yet, Ford Motor Company recently announced a $5.4 billion loss in 2023 alone in their EV market. Major manufacturers are slowing down on their push to answer the mandates because their shareholders are seeing a diminished return and losses cannot be sustained forever. EV manufacturing companies, which were once touted as innovation leaders, have recently filed bankruptcy. But in the midst of the changeover, we find that not only do they have to change, but they have to create a whole new dynamic charging system that doesn't otherwise exist. Everyone will have to have access to a charger, but not everyone will, for decades. So auto manufacturers then have to sell you an additional item which will have to be installed in your home. But what if you're on a trip? Well, good luck there. Remember the Inflation Reduction Act? The infamous multi-trillion dollar spending spree that didn't do a thing to reduce inflation? The deciding vote to pass that omnibus albatross bill was cast by none other than Vice President Kamala Harris. That bill allocated $7.5 billion, billion with a B, to build EV charging stations all along the highways and byways of America. In the 2 years since it was passed, that federal largesse has resulted in just 8 charging stations being built. 8! Just 8. Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg, he's claimed the U.S. will need 500,000 such stations by the year 2030. To build the remaining 499,992 stations, we will need to build almost 90,000 of them a year. That's almost 250 a day, or more than 10 per hour, for the next 5.5 years. So yeah, they're going to change the world in the next 8 years, huh? Well, that clock is ticking. Okay, but let's say they inject enough government funds and mandate regulatory actions so they can actually enforce and then the auto manufacturers actually make it to the goal of selling a majority of EVs. Can the current electrical grid even sustain it? Because the power to charge all those EVs has to come from somewhere. And experts agree the current grid cannot sustain that much EV charging. And when you get down to it, the same government that's mandating the load increase on the electrical grid to reach its EV goals is the same government that makes it take an average of 5 years to get a new power plant approved for construction, according to the New York Times. Savvy, well-run states like California have already begun dismantling their grids in favor of so-called sustainable solutions like wind and solar, which is why this past year they had to call for people to stop charging their EVs during a heat wave. Look, none of which is sustainable, but hey, who cares? In an idiocracy, it's really about what sounds good, not what works good. Like I said before, in the eyes of the kakistocracy leaders, those who govern in the land of idiocracy, it is simply enough to say that big government wants it and people just have to get on board. So when the government pushes a mandate, demands a revision of an entire industry, and damages the economy in doing so, well, my friends, we might as well be watering the crops with a sugary sports drink because we are in an idiocracy being run by a kakistocracy. And that's a wrap for The Right Side Way. There you have it, Idiocracy. Crazy movie, but you look at it and go, huh, that was kind of a thing that we're seeing now. Like in real life, like, okay, once again, reality is stranger than fiction. The idea that the government could say, you will buy this thing, we don't care if it ruins the economy. Idiocracy, right? Kakistocracy. Oh boy. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.